This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, Broadus, I wanted to get into a couple of draft questions with you.
Sure.
And,
sure.
I wanted to start. I know this has been something that you've been on, and we've talked about it, and you've talked about it with Walchuk. But the Luther Burden stuff, wide receiver out of Missouri, who was a guy that for a while felt like he might be a top 10, 15 pick, and then you see sometimes now he's slipping all the way out of the first round in some of these mocks. Mm-hmm. And there was some sort of like maybe some personality questions perhaps about him. And I'm curious what else you've uncovered, because I saw Clarence Hill talking about how some of the practice habits and just sort of the general assertiveness. Like, you always want your best guy at any position to kind of be like, hey, I'm the leader. I'm first in drills. I'm doing this. I'm leading the charge. We practice hard. Let's go. And I guess that's one of the things that maybe rubbed some people the wrong way when they went and watched him practice at Missouri.
Yeah, all it does is take one or two scouts to realize to ruin a good day for everybody. You know, like maybe the kid was having a bad day and really didn't feel like practicing as they were getting ready for Tennessee Chattanooga. But a scout had to put in his notes that, you know, this kid doesn't want to practice hard. And, you know, he spent more time dancing to the music over off to the side than he did, you know, catching toe tap balls in the end zone. It's amazing. The two of the best receivers in the draft, Tet McMillan he admitted it, you know, hey, a couple years ago, I'm really not interested in watching football on the weekend. You know, he said that the world went ablaze then. And then all of a sudden Luther Burden, who, if you want a receiver that's going to catch the ball and punish your secondary trying to cover him and tackle him because of run after catch. I was watching Missouri the other day. They were playing, oh God, I forgot who they were playing. It was one of these fifth, sixth round guys I'm looking at, and I'm watching them trying to cover Luther Burden, and he's just dicing their secondary up. And I'm going, okay, yeah, he's a diva. He's this, he's that. But yeah, it's, hey, listen, Clarence Hill is not wrong. And it's not something that's, you know, not every player is going to be a glass eater. You know, there was a time in my life that these kinds of things would bother me. We live in a different era now with scouting. We really, really do. People are their own brands. I'm a brand. You're a brand. We're all brands. You know, we do what we do to keep us, keep us going. It's part of our life. Some of us work really, really hard at it. Others really kind of, it just comes very natural. There's some very natural players in this draft. Guys that maybe aren't. Maybe there's more guys than not that are like Tet McMillan, that football is a way of life, you know, way of paying bills. But their brand, but yeah, Eli Drinkwitz, the coach at Missouri, had to come out, had to defend his receiver. You know, there was word that Dallas was not really interested in him at all. And, you know, so you're sitting there thinking, okay, well, then maybe he's not going to be a part of this. Maybe it's going to be about Golden and McMillan and Abuka and those guys. But sure enough, what have they done? They visited with all of them. Dallas is clearly hunting a receiver in this draft. And, you know, and I would not have a problem. I would not have a problem with taking any of those guys at 12. Wouldn't have a problem at all taking McMillan. Wouldn't have a problem taking Burden. Wouldn't have a problem taking Abuka, Golden. Wouldn't have a problem with any of those guys at all because they're difference makers. They might be divas. They might not watch football on every Sunday and live and die every game. But when they have to play, they're difference makers. And you need to remember that. Like I say, there was a time where I would be, huh, doesn't like football, doesn't just think about it every single minute. You know, it was that time. Not anymore. We live in a different age now. People have outside interests. People are different. Do we always like what we hear or see? No, but that's the way that the NFL is right now. A lot of personalities and a lot of different takes there.
When you talk about taking one of these guys at 12, is that a best player available situation in your mind? Or
oh yeah,
is
oh
that
yeah,
more okay because it's yeah. obviously a need. But yeah. I didn't know. You feel like that kind of marries beautifully between best player and need, surefire, let's go.
Oh, yeah. I'm not window dressing my board. I'm not going to window dress it. You know, and to be honest with you, I have Golden as with the second round grade, a top of the second round grade. But when I talk about taking him at 12, you know, I have a feeling I have 15 first round grades, you know, and he's just outside that window. Say he's player 16. You know, now the Cowboys might have him in a 15 player first round. They might have McMillan at four. They might have Burden. They might have Golden at six. You know, they might have him well inside their top 12 or top 15. Me personally, the order I would go is I would go McMillan, Burden, Ibuka, and then Golden is what I would do. Did I get that right? Did I say that right? McMillan, then Burden, Ibuka, then Golden. That's it. I got it right. The old man brain finally worked there for a minute. But yeah, got them all four there. And that's the order I would have them in. But I think that every one of them at consideration at 12 would absolutely be fine. The thing about this is a very interesting draft, as we've talked about for months now, that it doesn't have a lot of, you know, usually you'll have anywhere between 18 to 23 first round grades. Some teams will have maybe 12, some will have 15. You know, myself, I have 15. So some of these players, like I say, a Golden will be player 16 and will be more than worthy to be able to be selected at 12, if that's what you want to do.
And it seems like the wide receiver stuff is certainly gaining a ton of steam in terms of the Cowboys at 12. I'm sure they would love to be able to trade down in a perfect world, but there's obviously no way to really know until you're on the clock if that's going to be something that is possible for you. But do you feel like right now, if the Cowboys were playing a game this Sunday, would your biggest question be about the wide receiver opposite CeeDee Lamb?
Mm-mm.
What would running be your back. Biggest question?
Running back. You don't have a running back. You know, you could talk about the guys that they brought in, and you know, like I said, there's. I think Williams is a better player just because of his because of his catching ability and his blocking ability. Other than that, I don't think you have a. I think you actually have gotten worse at running back. Well, you know, and well, people say, well, Brian, what about Deuce Vaughn? Brian, you know, Deuce Vaughn has done nothing for you. He can't play special teams. He can't, you know, and people say, well, you got to give him a chance. Well, you know, we've seen Deuce Vaughn with some chances, you know, and sometimes you flash and sometimes you don't. They need to get better at running back. This is why there's such a push from people. And, you know, a guy like Mel Kiper, it terrifies me in a way. And I don't mean this as any slight to Hampton at North Carolina. I don't know if I'd pick him at 12. I'd pick one of those wide receivers over him. Like if I have Hampton in the second round, I would pick Golden, who I have in the second round, over him. I just would, you know? So that's, even though Dallas is, you know, dying at running back right now, I think they are. And until proven wrong, the upgrades they've made have been with the coaching staff. There has not been upgrades of personnel. It's been upgrades with the staff, a new offensive line coach, a offensive coordinator that was a line coach that's, you know, committed to running the ball in some creative ways. So to me, you know, I would As much as I'd want to get something, you know, if the one running back, of course, is Ginty, that I would pick at 12. Absolutely pick him at 12. But that's, you know, like I said, I'm more committed to some other positions, and, you know, running back right now is one of them. Wide receiver, running back. I could very well see the Cowboys going running back, wide receiver with the first two picks of this draft, you know, depending on what running back is there at 44. Me personally, I've got five rounds of good running backs.
Right.
I've got three rounds of really good running backs. So to me, I would not go past the third round on a back here if I could help myself. Mm-hmm. I really, like I said, I've got three rounds of really good running backs and five rounds of good running backs. So I would try my best to stay in that very good.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Good category.
Yeah, and I know there's been plenty of mock drafts that have had a guy like Omarion Hampton being taken by the Cowboys at 12 from North Carolina. Yeah. And I mean, even just I remember the quote from Schottenheimer at the owners' meetings where he's like, it's been proven over the course of the last 8 to 10 years, the depth and the ability to find backs late in the draft make it to where it's not really a priority in the first round. So I'm pretty confident. Would you say, like, on a scale of 1 to 10 confidence meter, 10 being confident that they will pass on a running back in the first round? Because I'm like,
I asked this question about Hampton, and I got we would not take Hampton at 12.
Right.
So, you know, now let's see what happens is when the commissioner gets to the podium and the way that the draft falls, they do like Hampton. Don't get me wrong. I just don't think they would take him at 12 unless they feel like that he is clearly that close to Ginty where they would take him. And then they would turn around at 44 and then look at one of these wide receivers or maybe a defensive tackle or something like that. But I got the vibe, you know, and like I say, this is all – this time of year you have to kind of hedge your bets. But I felt like with some certainty from my sources that they would not take Hampton at 12. That's just the feeling I got. But until the commissioner stands up there and opens the draft, you don't know – exactly what's happening. But that's what I think right now as we tape this show.
Well, that's great news. Yeah, 2 weeks out from the draft, round number one. I have a couple of over-unders for you in terms of where players will be selected. This coming from Bet Online, some NFL draft player props. So we'll start with, I think, the guy that is maybe just your overall favorite player in this class, Boise State running back Ashton Ginty, over-under where he gets selected. They have it at number eight, over-under pick number eight. Ashton Ginty selected.
I would say that's an under. And in my heart, I've believed that all along. And I know that you and I do our afternoon show together. And, you know, we've talked about Ashton Ginty now for months. And when we started to work on the draft, really had started more conversations in January. He was one of the most mocked players and mocked in a way of selected by mockers for the Dallas Cowboys at 12. It was every week we had a new mock draft with Ashton Ginty, And I, in my heart of hearts, believe that you were not going to see Ashton Jeanty at 12. You know, I just couldn't believe it because I had seen enough of the players by then, some of the top players, that I knew that he was better than. You know, he's, when you start to talk about the list, the stack that I mentioned that I'm going to post on 105.3 The Fan, Travis Hunter, Ashton Jeanty, Carter, those are the types of guys that are going to be at the top of my stack. You know, you're talking about the second or third overall guy on my stack. So when we were talking about him being drafted at 12, I said, people are not that stupid. You know, people are not that stupid. We can have discussions about the value of a running back, but we can also have the discussions about the best player in the draft. You know, there comes a point in time where you could sit there and say, well, the running back position, that has no value, And I'm like, cool, but my responsibility is to pick the best player in the draft when it's my turn. That's my responsibility to help my team. And people now, I mean, you can't get Ashton Jeanty to 12 to the Cowboys.
No.
You can't get him at 12. Because you know why? Because media scouts have caught up to the fact that Ashton Jeanty is one of the best players in the draft, period. You know, I sat there and watched him. I'm like, you're not going to tell me that he's not one of the best players in the draft, regardless of position. Love Hunter, love Carter, love Ashton Jeanty. You know, those in a draft that might seem very first round talent void. It's one of the best players in the draft, and I think in any drafts that you would have. I think any drafts you have, go back to the Bijan Robinson drafts, go back to drafts of days gone by, 5-10 years ago. This would be one of the best players in the draft. I think his ability transcends all previous drafts. And I knew it. So yes, he's going to go well before that pick.
Yeah, I think as early as 3, even to the Giants. I mean, if Travis Hunter is going to be off the board and maybe they have questions about Abdul Carter's foot or his character or they feel like they already have quite a few guys on the edge spot, I think as early as 3 or 4 to the Giants or Patriots, and then certainly no later than 10 with the Bears. Yeah. And anything in between there, the Raiders at 6 has been a popular one where he's getting mocked to. And I do love the idea of Jeanty, Brock Bowers, Chip Kelly. Now the offensive coordinator. I mean, that's pretty sexy stuff there. So I would definitely imagine Ashton Jeanty gets picked before pick number 8. How about Jackson Dart, Ole Miss quarterback, over under selection, pick number 23.5?
That's a really interesting line because Pittsburgh's picking at 21.
Right.
And the question is, would Shedeur Sanders fall? And does that make him more in play than Jackson Dart? I was listening to Adam Schefter on our station with Sean and RJ, Bobby, morning he was on, and he was trying to present a case that Cleveland's looking now more at Hunter. And so, you know, what are the Giants and others going to do once if he gets past the Giants? Say the Giants go for a second round quarterback, where does he fall to now? And so he's going to go inside of that because I think Sanders will be picked. I'd say Dart inside. I think Sanders is going to go before. So yes, I think they're both kind of in that possibility.
Okay, yeah, because Shedeur Sanders over under for his draft selection is pick number 9. So
see, if he gets past 9, now that's there's the slide potentially all the way down to now the Saints. That might be the team. That might be because. And I see what they're doing here. They're trying to kind of level these quarterbacks. They're hedging where Dart very well could go to Pittsburgh at 21. Sanders very well could go to the Saints at 9. Very well. If he gets past the Saints, now you get a situation where it's who do you like better, Dart or Sanders, and that might be a Pittsburgh decision.
Okay, last one for you. Penn State tight end Tyler Warren They have his over-under draft selection at pick 9.5. Do you expect him to be a top 10 pick?
That's interesting, especially how well Brock Bowers did. But we've also seen, you know, Kyle Pitts be picked very high and not have the type of success. So the last couple of years, there's been that kind of that, you know, a good and a bad, or a bad and a good, whichever way you want to look at it. This guy's a really, really talented guy. I'm going to say it's going to go behind that. I'm going to go behind that number.
Okay.
I'm going to go over. I'm going to go over that number.
Over. Okay. All right. Fantastic. Yeah. There's a little draft conversation for you with the best in the business, Super Bowl winning scout Brian Broaddus. I'm Eric Chiafalo, and you're listening to the Love of the Star podcast. Love of the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know, I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.